Trace of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to give you glory this morning for this opportunity you are granting unto us. Thank you, God, for your word. Your word is powerful. Your word is great. And thank you, God, for sending your word into our heart. Father, we pray, O God, that all this word we are hearing, that it will do us good in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask, O God, that Father, this word will produce miracle, produce healing in our lives in the name of Jesus. All our hearers, those ones who are there waiting for this program, Father, I pray that, Lord, you will answer them, you will grant them the request of their hearts. In the name of Jesus. And at the end of this broadcast, Father, let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. I'm so much happy to welcome you to the month of July. Don't forget that July, you know, stands for completeness. It stands for perfection. It stands for rest. Because Bible says God created the heaven and the earth seventh day. You know, and then he rested. You know, rest is coming to you this month in the name of Jesus. You are resting from every failure, every struggle in the name of Jesus. Everything that you have started from January, you will finish in this month in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God will perfect you, perfect your marriage, perfect your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm so much happy to see this month because I know as we have entered the second half of the year, what we are believing God for that has not come, it will surely come this second half of the year in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, and I hope I meet you well this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, this morning again, we are continuing on the topic, Nevertheless at thy word. I've started this for the past 4 weeks, and I am sure that you have been blessed. Let me also thank God for all those who phoned us in the last week. Thank you for your inquiries. Thank you for your understanding. Thank God for, you know, your questions. Thank you for being blessed. Thank you for your encouragement. I give God the glory. Also, I thank God for all those who invited us to minister in their churches in the first half of this year. Thank God for, you know, what God has done. To God be the glory. And I pray that God will uphold your ministry and your church to the glory of his name in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's continue. Nevertheless, at thy word. Luke chapter 5, we are reading from verse 1 to 6. Gospel of St. Luke chapter 5, from verse 1 to 6.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two sheep standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the sheep, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the sheep. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answered said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets break.
Hallelujah. Their nets break. Can you see? You are having a breakthrough miracle this month in Jesus' name. I have talked so much on this particular scripture. But I want you to emphasize two or three things this morning. And I'm sure that you are there with your Bible and your paper, you know, your pen and your paper to write some things down. As much as it is convenient for you, I would like to encourage you, you know, to put some things down so that, you know, you can, you know, revise and then you can have more clarity of the word of God in the name of Jesus. Number one thing that I want us to understand this morning is that the word of God works. The word works. There is nothing that works like the word. Can you see now? So, you know, we are going to see the reason today that the word of God works. It works miracle. It works healing. It works every good things into your life. Can you see now? So, you know, Jesus spoke the word, you know, Peter obeyed, and then there was harvest of miracle. Can you see now? So you discover that the word of God works. It works mightily. It works greatly. So that is why you need to depend upon the word of God. Why? Because it works wonders. You know, it works mightily. Can you see? So the number one thing that you must know this morning is that the word of God works. It works powerfully. Look at the Bible. You know, look at various words that was released to people. You know, you will discover that it worked. It worked. It brought death to life. Can you see? It works. You know, it brought healing to people who are hurting. Can you see? The word of God brings life to those who are lifeless. That's number one. The word of God works. Number two thing that I want you to know this morning is that all we need to triumph in life is contained in the word. All that we need to triumph in life, where is it? In the word. That is why you need to be close to the word. That's why you need to obey the word. Why? Because everything you need, you know, the word of God is an encyclopedia of everything that you desire in this world. So why will you not run with the word? Why will you not, you know, flow with the word? Because the word gives solution to everything in your life. To your marriage, to your business, to your family, to everything you can think of, it is the word. Can you see now? So it contains, you know, everything that you need in life to triumph. I pray this morning, and I prophesy as you are listening there, that as you operate the word of God, it will bring you to a level of triumphing in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God will bring you grace and life in the name of Jesus Christ. And also, you know, to neglect God's word is to drown in the storms of life. When you neglect the word of God, you'll be going down. Eh? When you neglect the word, your life will be neglected. Can you see? So when you neglect the word, you are going down in the storms of life. May you not go down in Jesus' name. May you not be overthrown by the powers, you know, of the storm of this world in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's move forward this morning. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, Peter has learned this, nevertheless, at thy word. When you look at the book of Acts, Acts of the Apostles chapter 10, you discover that there Peter was speaking to Cornelius, you know, and he has learned this act that he must submit to what? To the word of God. He must submit. Now let's look at Acts chapter 10 and let's read verse 9.
On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew near unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manners of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God has clean, thou callest not thou common." This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven.
Now, can you see that scenario now? You know, Peter, he was to be called by Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile. And, you know, God has not prepared Peter for the Gentiles. You know, Peter was the apostle of the Jews. But now, he received a vision. And that vision was to prepare him to minister to Cornelius. Can you see now? The vision, because when you see very well, you discover that, you know, later on, through the vision, position, he got to know that God is preparing him to minister to Cornelius. Now, if the word of God has not come to Peter, Peter wouldn't have followed them to Cornelius. He would not have followed them to Cornelius' house. Now, look at verse 19, yes.
While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them.
Can you see? The Spirit spoke to him, you know, because Peter has not come to the ministry of the Gentiles. Cornelius was not a Jew. Bible talks about him that he was a man of Caesarea. You know, he was a centurion, you know, of the Italian band. Can you see? And he was so devout. And he one that fears God with all his household, which gives arm to the people and pray to God always. Can you see? This man has a good qualification. Can you see? This man is truly a religious man. You know, you can be religious and not going to heaven. Can you see? You can be praying. You can be going to mountains, you know. People are going to mountains here and there. People are, you know, looking for God here and there. And yet, you though you are praying to that God, yet you don't know the God you are praying to. And this man gives much alms. Oh, he gives much alms. Look, somebody will say, this man, he has a good character. You know, that is not sufficient for heaven. So God wanted Cornelius to be rightly born again. Excuse me, as you are hearing me this morning, you need to be genuinely born again. Not just because you are going to church, not just because you are giving alms, not just because you are praying. Salvation is more than that. Salvation is to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You know, to abandon your sin, you know, to come out of sin and to embrace, you know, the word of God. So, God planned a good life for Cornelius through Peter. And so, because of this, nevertheless, at your word, Peter followed. Can you see? Peter followed because his heart has been pierced. So, this, nevertheless, is now part of Peter. Now, let's see another place, you know, in the book of Matthew, chapter 14. Matthew, chapter 14. Now, let's read from verse 24 to 31. Matthew 14, 24 to 31.
But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt?
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, can you start to see now that, you see, nevertheless, at your word, Jesus told Peter, come. Can you see? And Peter was going. He exercised his faith just because he had the word. And he walked by the word. And the word of God supported Peter. So, Peter was now walking on what? On the word. When Jesus Christ said, come, what makes Peter to be coming is because of the word. Nevertheless, Jesus has spoken, so I will obey. So the word suspended him on the water. So when you believe and you walk on the word, you will not go down. You will not. You will not go down. Let me say this very well before I finish, that stop looking at your mess. Stop looking at the answers in God's word. You are looking at your mess. You are looking at your problem. That's why you are going down. The moment Peter started to look down, to look at the problem, to look at the three other things outside Jesus, what happened? He was going down. Can you see? So, you know, Bible says, looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, let us now share together the characteristics of the word. What made the word of God to be word of God? What made the word of God to be superior? What made the word of God to be great? Number one thing on the characteristic of the word of God is that the word of God is powerful. Hallelujah. The word of God is powerful. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. The word of God is powerful. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of souls and spirits, and of the joints and marrow, and is a designer of the thought and intent of the heart.
Now, can you see the word of God so powerful? Now, Bible says, you know, according to that place you read, it's quick. To be quick means to be living. The word of God is quick, is living, and what? And powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. You know, in those days, you know, the most sophisticated weapon was a two-edged sword. But today now, I think it is missiles, you know. But in those days, it was, you know, two-edged sword. So what would do? I see that the word of God is powerful than the most dangerous weapon in the world. Can you see now? They say it passed through, you know, it passed through where no other thing can get to. So this word of God is so powerful, is so potent to deliver anything. It is so powerful to deliver you. In Isaiah 55, in verse number 10 and 11. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11.
For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it.
So, the word of God, anytime it is sent to do something, will surely bring forth power. Why? Because that word is full of power. Nothing can conquer the word. The word of God prevails in every situation. The word of God prevails over everything. Can you see now? So that's why you must also say, nevertheless, at the word. That's why you must surrender to the word. Why? Because the word is powerful. The most powerful weapon in the world is the word. So why can't you adjust your life? Why can't you look for the word? Number two characteristic of the word of God is that the word of God is prophetic. Very, very prophetic. You know, when you look at the book of Ezekiel 37, from verse 1 to 10, it was talking about the value of the dry bone. You know, and you know, the Spirit of God said to Ezekiel, he said, can this bone live? Can this bone live? And Ezekiel said, thou knowest. And the Spirit said, prophesy to this dry bone. Prophesy, you son of man. You know, and we saw Ezekiel prophesying. As he was prophesying, bones were coming to bones, flesh to flesh, you know, everything. And until the strong army came up. Can you see? So what am I saying? The prophetic word is a quickening word. Prophetic word is a quickening word. You know, don't forget that it is still the same word that brought Lazarus out of, you know, the grave. In the book of John 11, from verse 38 to 46, Jesus Christ spoke, Lazarus, do what? Comfort. That is the word, you know, is the word of life. You know, the word of God is prophetic. Can I say this, that prophetic word bring out life out of death? Prophetic word bring out life out of death. That is why this morning I speak to somebody hearing me that you will not die. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to somebody there that is hearing this word this morning, that you are coming out of every frustration, every sorrow, every affliction this morning as you are hearing me in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? The word of God is prophetic. Very, very prophetic. You know, when you receive a prophetic word, you receive life. You know, what you have been praying for over the years, when the prophetic word is released, it is accomplished, you know, under that second. Can you see now? So you need the prophetic word of God. Even the widow's son came back to life by the quickening word. You know, by the quickening word. Let's see it in Luke chapter 7, you know, from verse 13. Luke 7, from verse 13 to 16. You know, the widow's son came back to life by the word, by the quickening word. Yes.
And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother.
It's okay there. Can you see now? Jesus Christ did not even pray. He released the word. Wow. So there is a word and there is a word. There are powerful words. Bible says, Jesus Christ said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. I say to somebody dear that, you know, some part of your body is decaying right now. Arise. Anything that is dying in you, I command, arise. Every business that is dying this morning, I command, arise in the name of Jesus. So the word of God is protected. Also, the word of God is creative. The word of God is creative. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. Yeah, Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
And God said, can you see? And God said. So, you know, you can create anything by the word of God in your life. Can you see now? You can create. So, you know, the amount of the word of God in you shows how your life will be colorful, created. You know, so if your case is not repairable, it can be replaceable. If your case is not repairable, so the word of God is that it can repair you or replace the problem. Huh? So the God's word carries creative capacity. God's word carries creative capacity. Don't forget that Mary conceived by the word. According to Luke chapter 1, 28-38. You know, he conceived by creative word. So, you know, I ask now that start to be conceived as Mary conceived by the word, you know, receive word that will bring you to eminent, into breakthrough in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, the word of God is illuminative. Let's read Psalm 119, verse 130. The word of God is illuminative. Very, very illuminative. Psalm 119, verse 130. Yes.
The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple.
Wow. The entrance of thy words giveth light. So, when the word of God is released, it brings light. Can you see? It brings, no wonder the Bible says in the book of John, John chapter 1, John chapter 1, can we read verse 5? John chapter 1, verse 5.
And the light shineth in darkness, yes. And the darkness comprehended it not.
Wow. So, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. See, nothing shatters the power of darkness but the light. So, when you are for the light, you reign over every power. Call it witchcraft. Call it, you know, any power. Call it any native power. Call it, you know, power from anywhere. Once you carry the word, you carry light. And the light, the only thing that can undo darkness is light. As from today, may your light shine. May the word of God illuminate you. May every darkness bow. You know, when you carry the light, darkness will bow. Because light brings revelation. It opens your eyes. It helps you to know, you know, what the word of God can do. I pray for somebody there this morning that every part of darkness is shattered in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And lastly for today, the word of God is curative. Oh my God. The word of God can cure. Can you see? It can cure. According to Proverbs chapter 4, from verse 20 to 22, you know, when you apply the word of God, it can bring healing. It can bring healing to your life, healing to your home, healing to your children, healing to you. And you are receiving that healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Proverbs 4, 20, 22, yes.
My son, attend to my words and incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh.
Oh, the word of God brings health to all their flesh. So, anytime God's word is released, healing accomplishes it. Anytime God's word is released, healing accomplishes it. According to Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. Anytime God's word is released, he leads goes with it. Yes.
He sent his word. He sent his word. And healed them. Yes. And delivered them from their destructions.
Can you see that, you know, one thing that moves with the word is healing? May I command, are you sick right now? Are you in the hospital? Or you are in your own house? Or anywhere you might be? I release the word of life. Now receive your healing. Anywhere you are this morning, I command you to stand up. I command you to rise. Christ now. Bible says, he that quickened Christ is also in you. Jesus Christ has come to you where you are right now. Receive life and come up in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at the centurion servant. In the book of Matthew, as we close this morning, Matthew chapter 8 from verse 5. Quickly, Matthew chapter 8 from verse 5.
And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed.
The man says, speak the word only. What I know, because the man is a soldier, he knows the power in the word. He says, speak the word. All that you need is the word. Today, I pray, may this word of God start to do wonderful in your life. The word to be so powerful, the word to be prophetic, the word to be creative, the word to be illuminating, and the word to be creative. I see you again next week in the name of Jesus. Expecting you in church tomorrow. God bless you.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.